Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in the studio at WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan. Well, ooh, is it Cocktail Monday?
It is Cocktail Monday. Yes. By the way, just to make things clear, we do not taste actually at 7:45 in the morning, but we do taste in the evening, and it's 7:01 in the evening, and so how about a little cocktail? I have two for you today. Cheers.
All right, cheers. Oh, that's very nice.
It's summer.
It is. I taste some lime. Is this a kind of margarita?
It is a kind of margarita.
A kind of margarita.
It's a kind of margarita. This is a very honest margarita, you know, because sometimes I think they suffer from being too sweet and having too much glop in them.
Yeah, this definitely isn't too sweet. Oh. I love the tartness. I love the duskiness of the tequila.
Mm-hmm.
I think I said, is it a kind of margarita? Because I was missing the salt, but that would have been a dead giveaway. So
it's true, and I actually prefer them without salt. Conti
like
loves
salt.
Them with salt.
Yeah, I do too.
And Conti should be tasting in here, but she's on the air next door, so we're tasting for her. All it is some decent reposado tequila, mm-hmm. and a bit of Cointreau and
Cointreau, close to my heart.
Love Cointreau. You could use Grand Marnier also, mm-hmm. but I think using Cointreau and Triple Sec or Grand Marnier and then you get it gets very viscous, mm-hmm. and kind of syrupy. So 2-1. And lots of lime, mm-hmm. and an honest margarita is what I would call it.
As the weather gets warm, I'd like to come to your porch and share one with you and Kati.
We have new furniture.
Terrific. What's next?
Moment, please. Voila.
Ah, now I see why you didn't want me to see what you were doing.
It's true.
So
it's
we have, for our listeners, we have a little copper mug here, which mm-hmm. is making me guess, isn't that the Moscow Mule?
It is actually the Maria Mule.
The Maria Mule. So, well, let's see what that tastes
yeah.
like. Smells good. Hmm. So it's ginger beer?
Ginger beer, lime, tequila.
Ah. And so if it was a Moscow Mule, it has...
Vodka.
Vodka.
I think the tequila adds a bit of flavor profile that you just mm-hmm. don't have in vodka.
No, you don't get a lot. Well, that's quite nice, too. I love the copper cup.
I think the cup sells the drink, truthfully.
It does. I am a fan of ginger beer, though. It's funny. I cannot stand ginger ale,
mm-hmm.
but I do like ginger beer very much.
Both of these, they're very simple cocktails, 3 to 4 ingredients. Mm-hmm. There is this obsession when you go out now that your cocktail has to have 17 ingredients and 5 have to be from Madagascar. and... I don't know why this has to be so, but it seems to be a modern trend. There are lots of simple cocktails out there that are great.
Well, I like these too because they're not going to knock you off your stool, your mm-hmm. bar stool. If you're having dinner, maybe you have one cocktail, maybe you want a glass of wine with mm-hmm. your meal, and it just gets to be too much. And so these are lighter. They're nice for the summer. They're refreshing without being so alcoholic that your head is spinning.
Yeah, and buy a good tequila, I think, also. I think in a lot, nothing's worse than bad tequila, don't you think? Especially the next day.
Yeah.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.